Listener Production.
8 degrees in Hobart. Good morning. Tessa Randello here with you. The worst of the wild weather that hit Hobart overnight is over. Water is receding in the Huon River and there's still a watch and act in place for the area. SES Executive Director Mick Lowe says there's some debris on the roads from last night's winds.
Continue to monitor conditions, you know, and act within the flood watch and alert. And please drive, you know, with extreme caution. You know, there is a bit of debris out there.
To keep up to date, head to the TAS Alerts website. HECS debt is increasing today for 3 million Aussies as student loans are indexed by 7.1%. That's the largest increase in three decades since the government scheme began. Independent Tammy Tyrrell is among eight MPs who called for the Prime Minister to stop it from happening.
We could pay back $1,500 a year on a HECS debt now, but into the future with an increase in the interest rate, you're going to be paying, it's going to be costing you more than what you're paying. So you're never, ever, ever going to get to the end. And how is that fair?
The deadline is here for the Premier to release a bunch of documents from the state government and the AFL's deal. In Parliament, the House carried a motion ordering Jeremy Rockliffe to table all signed documents relating to the deal and any assessments, advice and reviews. And Hobart has seen the first month-to-month growth in PropTrack's home price index in over a year. With a 0.7% increase, it was the best capital in the country. The median house price is sitting at $663,000. That's higher than Adelaide, Perth and Darwin. Carlton star Harry Mackay has opened up on the criticism surrounding his goal-kicking form. The key forward telling listeners Ben and Harry podcast it may not be a quick fix, with 41 shots netting him just 14 goals so far this season.
There's technical things that you need, like a body of time to untrain habits, which I'll definitely need to do.
And Tassie's NBL 1 teams are hosting some tough double-headers at the weekend, coming up against Frankston Blues and the Ringwood Hawks.